The Camp Cougars had one of the closest games that they have had all season. Camp came into the fourth quarter in their last game against West Bend Mallard down by 12. Not only were they able to make a push to bring the game closer, they earned a 36-34 win over the Wolverines. Head coach Barry Bauer is proud of his team on both the offensive and defensive ends, allowing just 6 total points in the second half after giving up 28 in the second quarter alone. And the offense was marching down the field with under a minute left to get the game-winning touchdown.
Well, I think anytime that you play somebody new, you kind of got to get a little bit of a gauge as far as speed, physicality, things like that. This is the first time that Cam's ever played West Bend Mallard and vice versa. And sometimes when you play a different type of, I wouldn't say offense, but type of when you get out of the huddle, you rush to the line, then you snap it real fast, without trying to get your front set and defensive set, it really makes you make sure that you kind of get in the groove a little bit. And I think that's one of the things that we had to get used to, the entire game. We had opportunities, throughout the ball game. I think we needed to capitalize on those a little bit. We just made some slight little adjustments at halftime. We knew that if we got the ball in the second half, if we go down and score, we make it a one-score ball game, and then anything can happen after that. And I think when you hold a team like that to 6 points in the second half, I think you're doing a really good job. And I think our kids were very resilient. I think they showed a lot of grit, and I think our kids did not panic. I think you saw that at the end of the last drive there to where we went down and scored with like 13 seconds left. They didn't panic. They kind of understood the situation. They weren't jumping up and down or anything like that. Let's just kind of do what we do and trust the coaches. We trust our players and did a phenomenal job. So they were very good. I was very, very proud of them and did a great job. And, we were fortunate enough to come away with the win and keep playing one more week.
The defense was not all in for the first half of action against West Bend Mallard, as they were not able to hold the Wolverines in the first half. In the second half, they came out looking like an entirely different team, as they were able to hold the Wolverines to just 6 points in the second half. However, West Bend Mallard was able to push the running game down the throats of the Cougars with 397 total rushing yards. Cam adjusted in the second half and kept them scoreless in the fourth quarter to let the offense do their job and put them back on top.
Well, I think it's just, you just kind of tweak some things as far as your scheme a little bit and allow your kids to play. And sometimes, with the ground and pound that they have, sometimes you're not built for that. And you got to kind of do some different types of things, to compensate for what they do. And I think that's what our kids did. I think they just kind of said, we're going to bow our necks here a little bit and come up with that. But then also understand throughout the game and get used to the style of play that they were getting and then adapting and changing that. Because sometimes it can be a shell shock right off the bat saying, okay, I don't understand what's going on here. This is how fast it's going. So I've got to train my brain a little bit, because at the end of the day, your scout team during the week can do a heck of a job, which I thought they did one heck of a job, showing us the look, but it's not going to give you all of it. And I think that's where we just got to adapt and change, a little bit. We had a great stop there in the first drive. And then I thought we scored, for opening drive and just turned out that we didn't, and then they came back and had a nice little, they're going to chew the clock up quite a bit. We just had to make sure that we stayed efficiently, on the offensive end and capitalize on our opportunities that we were given.
Chase Speaker had a great game on the ground and in the air for the Cougars. Speaker went 15-26 for 238 yards and 2 touchdowns in the passing game. In the ground game, the junior rushed for 105 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not only was he resilient, but so was his offensive line, which bought him the time that he needed to make the big plays happen downfield.
Well, I thought they did a nice job because number one is when you're playing a team like that, they can definitely control the clock. But I think what people understand is we had one play on an offensive series that went for a touchdown and then another play that went for another touchdown. And so right away, that's only 2 plays. And so then therefore you're giving it right back to an offense that's going to chip away. And I thought that was the biggest thing that, you know, we thought we had is, you know, we didn't really show anything offensively what we're capable of doing because they had the ball for the majority of the time. The time of possession stuff really doesn't bother me at all. It's just a matter of big plays. I think big plays defensively, can we make them go the duration of it? And I think that's one of the things that we did in the second half was we made them chip away all the time. And there was one that I think they scored about a 35-yard touchdown run, but we thought that there was going to be a dead ball, and I thought, you know, it was just kind of one of those things that happened. But I thought our kids did a nice job of being resilient and coming out and making those changes and playing very, very hard in the second half.
Cam takes the long haul this Thursday to Bishop Garrigan, a team that just upset Remsen St. Mary's 21-18. The Golden Bears rely primarily upon the rushing game, as they had 208 rushing yards for two touchdowns in their last competition. They were primarily reliant on Caden Rotheller, as he had 147 of 208 rushing yards and had two touchdowns. Cam will have to attack a little more on defense and get ready for a physical contest.
The other part about it is that they do what they do. Coach Waddle is a run-oriented type of guy that during the season, their percentages are 75% run, 25% pass. And I think people need to probably understand, you know, what you're getting. They're very efficient on the offensive end because of their play action. I mean, they shoot when you have over 1,100 yards passing, you're going to be efficient. And then when you have 2,100 yards as far as rushing, you're going to be efficient, especially with the line that they have. I mean, it's going to be a challenge, you know, for us. We've got to make sure that we keep our eyes right. Especially in the play action game, understand what their personnel is going to give us. You know, when you go 215 and 190 in the backfield, you're going to definitely have some thuds. And we're definitely going to have to, you know, strap it on our helmets a little bit tighter and just kind of attack a little bit more. And, you know, just like what we did this last week, I think West Big Mallard kind of, you know, opened up our eyes a little bit to say, okay, this is going to be a physical contest. It's going to be a physical contest on Thursday, you know, and that's what we're preaching to the kids is, you know what, you got one opportunity here. Let's get it done. You know, I think our kids are excited for it. I think they're willing to challenge it a little bit. And we've just got to make sure that we line up to their different formations and what we're getting out of those formations and where our assignments are.
Bishop Garrigan was able to hold the Hawks to just 18 points, their third lowest scoring game this season. The Golden Bears have stat-leading defenders this season, with Brody Ludwig, Keaton Helseth, and Ethan Marceau, who have all had over 28 tackles and 5 sacks each this year. Coach Bauer even pointed to Benji Traynor, who has 37 tackles and 1 sack this season, as he is a player that forces teams to go up the middle with his outside protection on defense. Cam will have to face this challenge head-on and play their best football.
Well, they compact everything and make you kind of go in the middle. They don't want you to go side to side, you know, and things like that. We've just got to make sure that, you know, we take advantage of the opportunities that they give us, you know, not try to force things, you know, as we say it, you know. And I think we've got a pretty good weapons on the outside that we can kind of utilize a little bit. You know, our offensive line did a nice job this last week, you know, playing against Logan Grimm, you know, number 34 from West Bend. That was a really good linebacker, and you're going to face some good linebackers here. You know, Benji Traynor is a junior that's 6'1", 185 that's in the middle, but then also you have a defensive end, you know, just like you said, and Ethan Marceau that goes 6'1", 215, and those guys are tough to handle. And but the other part about it is we feel that we've played a really good schedule too, that we've had some pretty good players, you know, that have kind of compensated what we have in the past. And I just think it's going to be two good teams that are going to face it. And Coach Waddle's going to have some tricks up his sleeve, and we'll see what happens. It's just a matter of two good teams coming together and facing in the quarterfinals, you know, for one shot at the dome.
Cam kicks off at Bishop Garrigan High School this Thursday at 7 p.m. This game will be broadcast on KSLM 96.5 FM and audio streamed on our website at westerniowatoday.com. With myself, Zach Collins, and Austin West on the call. The pregame show will begin at 6:30 p.m. right after the In the Huddle show. I'm Zach Collins reporting.